ततहरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरु तदान वा आत्मपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरी। प्रहलाद नारा से डिमोनियाक बॉयफ्रेंड, माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, ओ सन्स ऑफ द डीमंस, इन द सेम फेवरेबल वे that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the Super Soul of all living entities. The word Atmapamyena refers to thinking others to be like oneself. One can very intelligently conclude that without devotional service, without becoming Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy. Therefore, the duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere, all over the world, because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as paropakar, work for the true benefit of others. The activities of paropakar have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. Bharata bhumite hoilo manushya janma jar, janma sarthaka kori karo paropakar, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The entire world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all human beings born in India to make their lives perfect by Krishna consciousness and then preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness all over the world so that others may become happy by executing the principles of Krishna consciousness. Here Prahlad Maharaj says, the word Atmapamyena refers to thinking others to be oneself. You understand? Thinking others to be like oneself. In Bhagavad Gita, that is also stated. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Chaiva Sopake Cha Pandita Samadarsina. Isn't it? Samadarsina, equal vision. One who has developed equal vision is Pandit. He has acquired real education, Vidya. He is very submissive, Vinod Sampanna. He sees elephant, he sees cow, he sees dog, he sees Brahman, he sees Chandal, dog eater. But he sees equal. How is it possible? How is it possible?
Good.
Yes.
Because he has the love of God and he sees Super Soul in every living entity.
The developed love of God.
By virtue of true knowledge. By the virtue of true knowledge.
The gift of? What do you say?
The meaning of that verse. This is Ambrose says in virtue of true knowledge.
Yes, that Gita says.
Yes.
He never sees the outer body. He sees only soul and super soul. Isn't it? One who has developed such vision, he is known as equal vision. Isn't it? He has equal vision. Samadarshina. Atmapamyena. He sees Atmapamyena. He sees and thinks others to be like oneself. Isn't it? How can one develop such vision? thought, how can one develop such thinking? How?
By becoming pure.
Huh? Yes?
By becoming pure.
Becoming pure.
When one becomes free from material contamination.
How is it that? How will it be possible?
By cultivating bhakti.
How will be that also possible?
By taking shelter of one of the spiritual master and executing devotional service under his guidance.
Bona fide, who is bona fide spiritual master? How can one know?
By hearing from that bona fide.
You, that bona fide, does not know what is that bona fide. Who is bona fide? If it doesn't know, so how can one approach him and listen to him? First thing, he must know who is bona fide. And how can he know?
By everything is said in the scriptures.
Your nonsense. Everything stated in scriptures, that's all right. Who knows scriptures? Who reads scriptures? Before approaching a bona fide spiritual master, do you think or do you say that you will read scriptures first? No? Then?
That was a mistake.
You are not giving correct answer. Is he giving? Then can you give?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll try.
I'll try.
I don't know the answer you're looking for.
One answer by associating with the sadhu. You understand? Have the association of sadhu sangha. I am sadhu. Do sadhu sangha. You understand? When one associates with sadhus and listens to the sadhus, then he can understand this thing. You understand? Otherwise, no possibility at all. So who is sadhu and what is the business of a sadhu? This is question.
Yes,
when this is the answer, one must associate with sadhu, then next question arises. Who is the sadhu? Who is sadhu and what is his business?
Sadhu speaks always.
Yes.
About the Supreme Lord.
Krishna.
Hari.
Hari. That's all right. Sadhu means a devotee of the Lord. Pure devotee. And whenever he starts to speak, he speaks all about Krishna. Nothing else. It's a simple definition of sadhu. Isn't it? All right. We'll go and we'll have the association of sadhus, that means we'll listen to him, isn't it? So many are coming, you see, many people. On Sundays, oh, much more people are coming, to listen, to do sadhu sangha and listen. Then my question, next question is, how many of them really listening, or in other words, this sadhu, this Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, is entering into the ears of how many people? That is the next question. Another example I will tell you. All right, sadhu sangha means just will associate, come to this, come nearer to the sadhu. Just I am here. Suppose I am sadhu, I may not be a sadhu. Suppose I am a sadhu and you are very closely sitting beside me. Then you are doing much more sadhu sangha, those who are sitting very far. Isn't it?
No,
that's not the fact. That's not the fact?
No.
Then?
There is those who listen, those we are simple heart, and faith in the word of sadhu, then they get sadhu sangha.
the great satsanga. They may be very close or very far.
Yes.
Isn't it? Huh? One may be attending that Mahila Samiti. So many they are going on calling the stadium. It's far away. So he may be doing, sadhu sangha. What do you say? Nuri. Sadhu sangha means to listen attentively what a sadhu says, and take it, assimilate it, take it into your heart, and practice it in your daily life, and very sincerely. You accept it, you understand. Otherwise, many will be coming, many are coming and hearing. And those words entering into this year passes by that year. Then, that's not at all hearing. You understand? The previous acharyas, they have come and they have discussed this question. You understand? Into whose ears really this Harikatha is entering? Here, Prabhupada Maharaj, our revered spiritual master, says about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said about Paropakara. You see, work for the true benefit of others. The activities of Paropakara have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janmaja Janma Sattva Kori Karo Paropakara. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we also say. Kali Yuga Sadhu Guru Miliva Kosta Janiya Sadhu Guru Rupe Krishna Asila Nodhya. Do you know this?
I hear.
You know? You don't? In this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to get Sadhu Guru. Do you understand? It is Sadhu or Guru. Krishna knows this thing because he knows everything. So, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descended himself 500 years ago in Nadia, you understand, to show what is really sadhu and guru. You understand? That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an ideal sadhu and guru. You understand? It is that. If someone will think, all right, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with a most munificent incarnation, as Srila Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahapada Nyaya, Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurabhu Isena. Is Mahapadanya, most unificent incarnation. Indiscriminately he distributed Krishna Prema, isn't it? All right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us everything, providing us everything, isn't it? So we need not try to become, to develop devotional service, or, you understand? Or to do some sadhana like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will make everything for us, give everything for us. If someone will think like this, is it a nice thing? If someone will think or say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a gardener, you understand? Gardener. Do you know gardener? You don't know gardener? He has a nice garden. There are nice fruit trees and flower trees. Do you understand? The gardener takes care of it. waters every day, regularly takes care, nice fence he has put up, the other persons, animals will not enter, takes nice care, is a gardener. So like a gardener, if Srimad Mahaprabhu, if someone thinks like that, if Srimad Mahaprabhu is a gardener and he will just provide us with nice flowers. You understand? You see many people, we might be seeing many people, early in the morning they pluck flowers for the deities, you see. They make garlands and come to the temple with the flowers. So if someone thinks like that, that Srimad Mahaprabhu, like a gardener, he just give us the flowers for us. So why should we go to the garden and pick up flowers? Whatever needed, the Mahaprabhu will give us. Is it nice? If someone thinks like that, so what shall we tell him? What kind of person is he?
He's
lazy. He only wants to enjoy the Supreme Lord, to get all sorts of enjoyment. The Mahaprabhu or the Supreme Lord will provide him with all sorts of enjoyment. Isn't it? Isn't it? Do you understand? But those who are not serious to know Srimad Mahaprabhu and to develop this Krishna consciousness, do you understand? They cannot get the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? One must be very serious, one must be very eager, develop eagerness. And in other words, we may say they are very fortunate persons, those who have developed such eagerness and developed such seriousness. When those who are not fortunate, those who are unfortunate, so many people are coming to do sadhu sang and listen to sadhu, listen harikatha from sadhu, isn't it? But those who are sincerely listening and seriously taking it, with firm faith accepting it, do you understand? And practicing it in their daily life, then there we will say they are fortunate people. And that they are really doing sadhusanga. If someone is coming and sitting here and listening as if he is very attentive and listening, do you understand? But he is not practicing. Then what shall we say about it?
He's not serious.
Though he is coming and listening, really he is not listening. He is just pretending to listen. Do you understand? He is a pretender. Then, in other words, as you say, he is not serious. He is very superfluous. That is the most important thing, that one must be very, very serious and very, very eager. Must develop a godness. Then these words will enter into our ears. Otherwise, these words won't enter into our ears. Though we may be sitting in the class, doing sadhusanga apparently, do you understand? But actually, we're not listening and we're not doing sadhusanga. If we're not so serious, isn't it? Why? one must be very, very careful, and one must know it very well that maya, shakti, illusory energy is very, very powerful. Do you understand? She is always trying to entrap us. Do you understand? And those who are captured by maya, or this illusory energy, they are forgotten their own identity, they have forgotten Krishna. In other words, we may say, in every moment, they are committing sinful activities. Isn't it? So at end, they will be captured by Jamaraj. They will go to hell. The messengers of Jamaraj will come and take them to hell. Isn't it? If someone will think alike, why shall the messengers of Jamaraj will take me? Let me just smear the old stool all over my body. So it is a nasty thing. The Jamaraj will never come to me. Isn't it? Will Jamaraj leave him? No. Jama will never leave you, though you smear stool all over your body. Do you understand? So Daivi Maya is like that. Daivi Maya means nasty thing, like stone. If someone is captured by Daivi Maya, the illusory energy, so he is unfortunate. Isn't it? He is unfortunate. And always that Maya is trying to make you forget Krishna. Isn't it? And such a person is conditioned so, he thinks that there is no God, there are demons. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahu anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kyanyat kama haitukam. Do you know this? This is verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You don't know?
I read once. I read.
You read, but you don't know all this. Asatyam apratishtam jagadahu anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kyanyat kama haitukam. Demons say so. You understand? Demons. There is one yoga named Daivasura Sampada Vibhaga Yoga. 16th chapter. Do you understand? In that chapter, this verse is there. They say there is no God. Anishwara. No God at all. Do you understand? We say there is Supreme Lord, Supreme God, who is the source of all creation, is the Creator. They say, what is that? I say, oh, no Lord, no God, anishwara, no Ishwara. I am Ishwara. Ishwara aham, the demon says. The theist says. Do you understand? One was captured by maya, he says, in other words, he says so. How is it that that Supreme Lord is the Creator, the source of all creation, is creating? He's not the source of creation. Aparaspara sambhutam ki annat kama haitukam. You find that verse? Read its translation.
They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control.
No, the foundation, no God, yes.
They say it's produced of sex desire,
yes.
No cause other than lust.
Yes. It is produced by sex desire or paraspara sambhutam. No other reason is there. This is then sent. They are demons and they are captured by the Himaya. Then sent. They don't know the Supreme Lord. Who will protect them? Who will protect them? Krishna vina rakshakarta kya hona. Devotee knows that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is my only protector. Rakhi siddhi viswasam. Gaptrutve varanam tatha. Is my only guardian, is my only protector, Krishna. But they don't accept these demons. Those who are captured by Maya, they don't accept this thing. When such a situation is there, that if someone thinks there is nobody protected, then what will happen? All will become his enemy, isn't it? All will become his enemy and they will attack him. He never does sadhu sangha, he never listens to harikatha from the mouth of sadhu. You understand? The moment when we really do sadhu sangha and listen to the sadhus, then we will know about our own identity and know about the Supreme Lord and will surrender unto his lotus feet, accepting him, the Supreme Lord Krishna, as our only protector, isn't it? If we want to do sadhu sangha, if you want to listen to harikatha from a sadhu, if you want to serve a sadhu, if you want to be simple, you understand? Then this Daivi Maya will attack you. Isn't it? They cannot, the sadhus cannot do sadhu sangha, and the harikatha will not enter into their ears. Do you understand? Another question. Well, you know, those who have accepted spiritual master, those who are really doing some sadhu sangha and listening to this spiritual discussions, so they know that we are soul, we are not this body, isn't it? So they have developed some attraction towards sadhus, and they come to the sadhus, approach sadhus, and do sadhu sangha and listen to it. We find sometimes such a person comes here with some noble intention, isn't it? Noble intention. But after some days we find that person have developed attraction towards Maya. His noble intention is gone now. Why is it so? Why is it so?
Maybe noble intention wasn't so genuine.
Intention wasn't so sincere and genuine. Genuine.
Wasn't genuine.
Not genuine. With that intention he came here.
Maybe a little bit of sincerity, but not so much.
He came here with that intention, but practically, actually, he doesn't do any sadhu sangha. He never listens to it. Though apparently it seems that he is sitting in the assembly of good listeners, Vaishnavas or sadhus, and listening. You understand? He is thinking something else. You understand? He is inattentive. He is not attentive. He is thinking something else. Pandamanoshva. He doesn't want to get out of the clutches of Maya. He doesn't want to give up the enjoyment of Maya. You understand? They have never tried for it. In the other words, we may say, he is doing a lot of asat-sanga. Do you understand? And listening to them. And he is always busy how to get material enjoyment. Do you understand? So if such a person comes here, he will never get any benefit. These discourses won't enter into his ears, though he sits here. Do you understand? Huh? Then what is needed? Yes? Well?
I was just going to ask you.
Yes?
Does he get some Agyata Sukriti benefit being hearing, even if he's not fully taking in everything? Does he get some benefit?
Oh, he can earn some Sukriti, you say? He will earn Sukriti if he listens to it, if he renders some service to Sadhu. Otherwise, he cannot earn Sukriti. Only comes and pretends that he is doing Sadhu Sangha and listening. That won't do. Pretension won't do. You understand? So only one qualification is required. He must be very simple. He should develop firm faith in the words of Sadhu. Then, so you will be benefited. Otherwise, you will not be benefited. That we say. Then, so according to Mahaprabhu, after Prabhu Srila Prabhupada Maharaja said, the activities of Paropakara have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. भारत भूमि ते हईल मनुष्य जन्म जार जन्म सार्थक परिकर परोपकार दोज हु टेकन बर्थ एज ह्यूमन बीइंग इन इंडिया दे शुड टेक टू दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वेरी सीरियसली एंड प्रैक्टाइज इट इन देयर वेरी लाइफ एंड टीच एंड प्रीच ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड And inculcate this consciousness into others, those who are devoid of this consciousness. That is paropakara. Do you understand? That is known as paropakara. But in this material world, so-called big men, you see, leaders, राजनैतिक नेता पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स इसे हैं सो कॉल्ड बिग मैन पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स दे डोंट नो दिस परोपकार दे नो लाइक वी विल चेक आउट वेरी गुड प्रोजेक्ट्स प्लान एंड जस्ट हैव सम बिग असेंबलीज महिला सम्मेलन लाइक दैट स्पेंडिंग करोड़ ऑफ रुपीज You see that we are doing very good paropakara, doing good to others. And they speak about their own projects and plans. We are planning so much things that nobody will remain as poor. All will be rich men, get enough money. You see, we are planning. We have so many projects we have just executing, we are going to execute. We'll drive out this poverty. From the entire state, Bharat Varsha, India. We'll give fooding to each and all will get fooding, housing, clothing, nice education, health facilities, medical facilities, everything will do. And they think this is paropakara. Isn't it? This is paropakara, really, it is paropakara. What do you say?
No.
What do you say, Prahlad?
Without Krishna, there's no
just but zero. This is useless labor. Samaya vai kevalam. Suppose one is very hungry. He's very poor. It'll give him money. He's hungry, it'll give him food. How many days? Can you give him food? Suppose this very life you supply him food. Huh? When he'll die, what will happen? Again he'll be born. In this material world, assuming a material body, getting a material body, isn't it? He can never be liberated, can he? Don't again and again he might be getting this material body. So, as long as you are in the material body, four things are there. Ahar, nidra, vayamaitunam. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Isn't it? So, really, actually, have you done any paropakar by giving money to a poor and giving food to a hungry person? No. Someone who is doing this, preaching this Krishna consciousness, inculcating this Krishna consciousness, and others, those who are bereft of Krishna consciousness, really doing paropakar. Because if he is sincere, he is very serious, he will accept it truly in his heart. Takes to Krishna consciousness seriously and approaches a bona fide spiritual master, and under his guidance, he does sadhana on this path of devotional service, and practices the principles of devotional service. So, he is fortunate, and when he will quit his body, he will go to Krishna Lok or Vaikuntha Lok. He will never be born again in this material world. So there will be no question if he goes back home, back to Godhead. So there will be no question of this eating, sleeping, mating and defending. He is free from it now. No need, no necessity at all. The one who does so, he does really paropakara. And this is not real paropakar. This is temporary paropakar, but next moment again that hunger will come. Isn't it? Again, requirement of sleep is there. You understand? Again, the ambition of mating is there. Again, protection, this bhaya, fear. Krishna, fear is there, always fear is there. So, is it really paropakar? Not really paropakar. One should know what is really paropakar. You understand? That which is. All right. Any question? Yes?
In India, maybe, and all over the world, people think that because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. As you told that he came to give nice, he was ideal sadhu. And so people may say that, okay, he came, he gave everything instruction, he left this planet 500 years ago, so now he can do according his instruction.
Yes.
He don't want to surrender to other sadhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is ideal sadhu. What can you say to that people?
You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed that thing. You should approach and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Do you understand? And those who are very dear devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are his associates, parsad, do you understand? They have all said this thing. Acharya dharmam paricharya vishnu. Vicharya tirthani vicharya vedam. Vina gaura priya pada sevam. Vedadi Dusprapya Padam Vidanti Prabhudananda Saraswati Prabhu said this. You understand? This is Gaura Parshad. You may be very strictly observing the principles of religion, Acharya Dharma. Paricharya Vishnu. Very nicely, you may be worshipping deities in the temple. You understand? Very opulently, very nicely. Paricharya Vishnu. Vicharya Veda, Vicharya Tirthani, Vicharya Veda. You may be traveling all places of pilgrimage, Tirtha Dham. You understand? And Vicharya Veda. You may be studying Vedas, Vedic scriptures, learning, acquiring Vedic knowledge, discoursing, maybe doing all these things. But Vina Gaura Priyapada Sevang Vedadi Dusprapya Padundidanti. If you won't take shelter of a dear devotee of Lord Gauranga, you cannot get Krishna. You understand? Who is not available only by doing all these things, mere Vedic study, mere traveling, dhams, mere doing archana, mere practicing principles of dharma. You understand? They have said so. You cannot directly link with Chaitanya without the help of his dear devotee. No, that cannot be done, you see. That is your speculation. That's your speculation. As a sadhu and guru, Mahaprabhu has taught this thing. You cannot directly approach. You can't. Should come or approach through his dear devotees, those who come under this true disciplic succession that comes from Gauranga. You understand? Yes. Don't think so. You will be only speculating. Manarathana asati dhavata bahi. As Bhagavad says, Manurakhan Asati Dhavatabhaji. You are just building a chariot in your mind, mental plane, and riding on it, and running hither and thither. That you are doing only. Yes, I am now riding in a chariot. Now I'll go in this direction, that direction, that direction, that direction.
Many people like that actually, they very busy, very engaged, teaching Krishna consciousness, these people are teaching what? Actually, if you ask, what's the spiritual master? Oh, no spiritual master.
No spiritual master.
But it's further than, but this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement, I have to do something and do that. So
you cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the help of a spiritual master, he's just dear devotee. You can't understand him, you can't approach him. You can't render any service to him. He will never accept it.
Those who have got fallen guru in some situation. They are in some situation.
Yes, they should accept a bona fide guru in a good standing. That's as for sins. That won't do. They are also speculators. They are just riding on that chariot. created by their speculation. You understand? Made by their speculation. They are like that category. They come under that category. Yes. No real benefit they will get. You understand? Don't do so. So the instructions of sadhus and gurus and shastras are there. Be intelligent and know it clearly and act accordingly. Then you will benefit. Then fine. The light? Again? Nobody can help you. You understand? Jad Bharat. You should develop your SOSs. How can I understand? I must try my best to understand. That eagerness comes. So no eagerness, no sincerity, no seriousness, you'll get no benefit at all. You must develop eagerness, seriousness, and sincerity. Then Mahaprabhu will help you. Definitely.